Where did your father go to work every day, and what did he do?
I can remember when we were in Muskogee, Oklahoma. My dad was a cab driver for a little while, and then he worked at the railroad station. Probably what you would call a porter. And then in 1940, that's when my mother and father started working at the shipyards. That was the first on-the-job training, I guess. They were cleaning and building and doing whatever you do on the ships.
Describe your father and his work clothes.
Truthfully speaking, the only thing I can remember is a hard hat. My mom and my dad both, because they brought those home, and I can remember my sister and I used to put them on. We'd butt each other's heads. And we were told not to, of course.
How did your mother spend her day? Did she have a job or do volunteer work out of the home?
Beautiful. No, Mother didn't have the pleasure of doing volunteer work. Any work she did, she had to do it for the money. Okay? I can remember Mother worked in a kitchen, and that was in Muskogee, and she worked at the shipyard. And then she used to work for Mr. and Mrs. Guider. They lived in Council Crest. And I can remember Mr. and Mrs. Guider were going someplace, and it was a weekend, and it was my birthday. And Mother had planned me a party, and we lived over in Michigan, and I was going to school here. And Mother had already invited four or five little kids to come to my birthday party, and Mrs. Guider wanted her to come up and stay with her two kids. And do you know what they did? They sent a limousine to pick up my playmates. It was about five or six of them, and brought them up to this big, beautiful mansion up on Southwest Patton Road. And they stayed up there the whole weekend, and it was just luxury. It was just out of sight. We just felt like we were rich there for a weekend. And then we had to come back here to Michigan.